This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Aurora's city council will likely choose a new police chief when members meet tonight. The council is considering four candidates to replace Nick Metz, who left the post 7 months ago after a series of scandals, including the death of Elijah McClain, who died while in police custody last August. The Sentinel reports the council will also consider a ban on police use of chokeholds tonight. Police used a chokehold on McClain before his death. Residents have voted to get rid of the name tied to the KKK in their neighborhood in Denver. Stapleton in northeast Denver will be renamed Central Park. The name Stapleton had come from a former mayor who was in the Klan. State Senator Angela Williams said the change needs to be replicated to move the country forward.
We're saying here in our neighborhood that we don't support racism. We don't support social injustices. And we don't support anything that is representative of that.
Activists' years-long effort to change the name picked up steam after George Floyd's killing in Minnesota. El Paso County is further limiting the number of people allowed at indoor events. The Gazette reports that gatherings indoors will be limited to 100 people. That's down from 175 a few weeks ago. Colorado Springs has highs in the 80s today. It's around 90 for Metro Denver, above 90 in Pueblo, and close to 100 degrees in Grand Junction this afternoon with sunny and hot weather, and a wildfire burning just outside of Grand Junction with smoke possible in the air today and through the afternoon. This is CPR News.